Joining us on the line is Achmor Berger-Smith, the Director of Competition Law and Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. I'm well. Trust you well as
Yeah, so far so good. So far so good. We take nothing for granted at the moment.
Yeah, indeed, difficult times if we look at what's happening around us with the numbers increasing. And then at the same time, we're heading very quickly to new legislation being implemented. And the world's not standing still despite the fact that we under attack with the COVID virus at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely right. So we are really just a few weeks away from POPIA becoming law in South Africa. What does it mean to a regular person? I'm not even talking about somebody who has a database. Just a regular person on social media.
Well, if we look at social media and thinking about what the legislation means for us, we need to realize one thing, that the POPIA legislation does not apply to the, you know, your personal household activity. So that's an important thing for everyone to realize, that there is a carve out, if I can call it like that, in relation to the application of the legislation. So if we look at the legislation, you know, it applies to how companies deal with the information of individuals, and how they process that information of individuals. But it does not necessarily, and that this specifically states, it does not apply to you as an individual, using your information and contacting your clients. You're not deemed as processing for purposes of POPIA that information. Having said that, we live in we can't interpret any piece of legislation in isolation. So we need to keep our eyes out on the broader impact of other legislation on what we do as well, and how that impacts on our engagement on a daily basis. Now, a lot has been written and said, and like I understand, especially from the young people in my team, that social media is rife with comments and discussions around, you know, how does POPIA impact social media? So if I say that social media or personal communication in itself is not impacted by POPIA, it doesn't mean that there is this absolute exemption for any social media activity.
So what does it mean? You know, what do we, how do we treat this?
Well, I think that it's can I maybe start on a from a different angle to deal with this issue in the first instance. We know a week or two or three back, we already know that the information or that the cyber crimes legislation was signed into law. So we're waiting for that to be promulgated. That piece of legislation specifically talks about malicious communication. So I think that's important to realize that is a criminal offense. And that is problematic in terms of what we are confronted with from a cyber crimes legislation, that we need to take into consideration what that means and how that impacts. But, you know, if we look at posts and malicious posts on social media platforms, we always know that there's the defamation provisions, but the bigger thing for us now is that we also have the criminal or the cyber legislation in place. And if we look at if we look at the POPIA legislation, even though the POPIA legislation does not apply to individuals, individuals posting their personal information on social media networks. We can't expect of the POPIA legislation to protect everyone and every single aspect that we are grieved of. That's not what the intent of this piece of legislation was, and it's not in itself what it actually deals with. So, you know, it is, we need to unpack and understand clearly that if we're looking at the application of POPIA, in the first instance, it does not apply to household personal use of personal information. And I think if we look at, and it's the same debate we've had, Howard, how many times previously, where we've said to one another, there is a level of misconception in that people think that, you know, the right to privacy is an absolute right. Because a lot of things people also put out in the open, out in the general communication forums themselves. And we can't expect if we disclose information of ourselves then to be protected in relation to
in other words, we've got a responsibility
that is
as
in
well.
The public domain.
So in other words, we need to understand where our responsibility lies and where companies that we deal with are legally bound.
Yeah, indeed. Because I think it's very clear if we, you know, for all of us that practices data privacy legislation, to understand the obligations of companies and their duty to protect the personal information of individuals, that's called those are called data subjects in terms of the legislation. So it's very clear to understand, you know, the obligations of individuals. But then we're in this sphere, which causes a lot of heartache and a lot of concern in society about, you know, one individual making statements about another individual. Now we need to understand, our common law still exists. It still provides for defamation and to deal with those aspects. And as I said, you know, our legal landscape has now been broadened by the Cyber Crimes Act that is in place and the provisions that's been made in that piece of legislation specifically dealing with malicious communication. And I think that is important for us to keep into consideration. You know, we can easily look at how can we define people in terms of the POPIA legislation, and can we give terms to them in terms of are they a responsible party or data subject? But at the first instance, what is important is to understand, you know, just if we look at why this piece of legislation was put in place, it was not drafted by the legislator, and internationally also, it's not applied internationally to deal with communication between two individuals. Yes, knowing full well we've got social media platforms and social media is changing the way the world around us evolves. But that does not mean we can now suddenly use POPIA to save every single situation that we are confronted with.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very important distinction, because there is the sense, and I think it's a misnomer, that POPIA is there to just protect the hell out of everything, and it really isn't. It's there for a very specific reason. We do need to leave it there. Achmor Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksmans Attorneys.